Leading the news, Clive Palmer wants outspoken Senator Jackie Lambie to remain in the Palmer United Party despite their falling out. Mr. Palmer says up to $700,000 was spent getting Senator Lambie elected and he'd like her to stay. But the interview ended abruptly when Mr. Palmer refused to answer questions about his legal dispute with a Chinese company.
You're a public figure, Mr. Palmer. The audience has a right to know what's happening in legal cases against you.
See you later.
The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has welcomed news that Egypt's president is considering a pardon for Australian journalist Peter Greste and one of his Al Jazeera colleagues. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has told French TV the matter is being discussed. Mr. Greste and Canadian-Egyptian Mohamed Fahmy are both serving seven-year jail sentences in Egypt. The ABC's managing director, Mark Scott, has confirmed there will be significant job losses at the broadcaster as a result of a $250 million funding cut. A Senate committee spent 4 hours last night grilling the ABC boss. Media Watch has reported up to 500 jobs could go. And the Oscar-winning director Mike Nichols has died after suffering a heart attack. He was 83. The German-born director won an Oscar for his 1967 film The Graduate and was nominated for several other films, including Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?